got some money to spend tonight. KRU News Time is 8:37, and it is that time on a Friday morning where we are joined by Jonathan Toman of Peak Radar, and we're looking forward to some arts, entertainment, cultural options throughout the Pikes Peak region. Jonathan, what is on the docket for this weekend?
Well, good morning, Shannon and Andrew, and everything is on the docket, as always.
All right.
Tons of opportunities. Yes, that's it. We'll just end the segment there and call it good. But if you have time, I have a few I'd like to talk about. I've got five events, which are in person. One is virtual, and I have one invitation to send out to everybody today. So I'll start actually with Andrew's favorite thing recently, live music. This time I'm talking about the Black Sheep tonight, which will be hosting Project 432 out of Denver. It's a reggae band. There will be two shows tonight, 6:30 and 9 o'clock p.m. The 9 o'clock one is already sold out, but 6:30 there are still tickets left. To get a four-pack of table seats or also individual tickets at the Black Sheep. So a fun opportunity to get some live music this evening. And if you haven't been to Black Sheep in a while, they're up and running with some of their concerts and other shenanigans that they have there. Tomorrow is the 2021 Polar Plunge, hosted by Special Olympics Colorado Southeast Area at UC Health Park. And you may be wondering, like I was, UC Health Park doesn't exactly have a lake to plunge in. But there will be what they're calling a plunge roulette, where you can either get, you spin a wheel of roulette and you get an ice cold water bucket or a warm water bucket or a super soaker or a foam machine, or you get to pick. So all sorts of fun polar plunge activities, along with a 5K, in fact, tomorrow at the park as well, all to raise funds and awareness for Special Olympics Colorado athletes at UC Health Park. Tomorrow during the day. School of Rock is having their grand opening celebration tomorrow as well. That's from 11 to 4, so throughout the day at School of Rock. They've been open for a while, but haven't had a chance to do a grand opening. So there will be a celebration with student bands performing live music, along with tours of the school and raffle prizes, which is exciting for School of Rock. So if you're interested in that, you can check that out. Sunshine Shows, easy for me to say, is hosting a spring craft and gift show at Norris Penrose Event Center throughout the weekend, in fact, Saturday and Sunday, 9 to 4 on Saturday and 10 to 4 on Sunday. It's pretty much exactly what it sounds like. There will be live music, food trucks, silent auction, and a variety of vendors to celebrate the arrival of spring and get on that craft and gift show bandwagon, if you will, this weekend. The one virtual event that I want to mention is called In the Zoom, which actually launches today, and it's an on-demand theater experience featuring a play, original play, performed and recorded over Zoom by local playwright Elizabeth Kahn and fellow actor and husband, Greg Lanning. Those two have been involved in the Colorado theater community for the past 25 years. In the Zoom joins a quarantined couple as they live through the isolation thrust upon all of us due to COVID-19, but you'll be pleased to know that it's a lighthearted comedy which provides both laughs and heartfelt moments. It is an over 18 performance, just so everybody knows that, but a fun opportunity to check out In the Zoom. And then the invitation that I wanted to mention, Andrew and Shannon, is to Arts Vision 2030. Peak Radar, as you might know, is run by the Cultural Office of the Pikes Peak Region. And one big thing that we're working on, along with the rest of the cultural community, is planning out the next 10 years of cultural fun and awesomeness for the Pikes Peak region, and wanted to invite folks to visit artsvision2030.com to register and start joining that conversation and make your thoughts heard about what the next 10 years would look like in your mind for the cultural community locally in El Paso and Teller counties. So fun events and a cool invitation and all sorts of good stuff this weekend, as per usual.
Jonathan, it's starting to sound a lot more normal. You know, like pre-COVID, what your reports used to sound like.
We're not quite there yet, but we're getting closer. We are seeing many more events listed to Peak Radar. So if the five that I mentioned sound super boring, I can guarantee you there's something on Peak Radar for folks to find. But yes, we're seeing some of the stuff return and in similar formats. There's not, you know, as many adjustments or things that have to be outside. And the good news is with warmer weather, too, we can start to do some of the things that we did, you know, last summer as well. But yes, I would agree. More normal. Getting closer, anyway.
Yeah, definitely sounds awesome. I definitely think we've got a future engagement at the School of Rock. I think me, you, Shannon, and TJ should get there, get a band started, and take our own live music out on the weekends.
As long as I can play cowbell, Andrew.
You know, we always need more cowbell. Gotta have more cowbell.
All right. With that, we'll say goodbye and enjoy your Friday. Enjoy your weekend. TGIF, Jonathan Toman from Peak Radar.
Have a good weekend. Thank you both.